Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily and staff of Guardian Radio.
No danger up on this road, baby. The block hard and everything, Marsha. Can't even get a job. But don't worry about that, though. I get one platinum hustle, daddy. Watch this one.
We get that money on the ground. That money on the ground. Boy, you can make a hustle without keys or the pounds. That money on the ground. That money on the ground. You just take your time, people like and break it down.
Every day I wake and I bake and then I pray. Thanking the creator for another blessed day. I ain't got no job, but he's giving me a way to keep a little sanity and hustle up the pay. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, hey, 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 yeah. Every day, hey, hey.
Wherever I see coconuts, I slowing down. Cause I's a tart man and that's my money on the ground. You get some other people, them who walking round with bottles inside the trolley or the bag or they hand. So drink your Guinness, they wait until you finish. They get 250 a case for some bottles with nothing in it. Man, all the liquor merchants, they then been hip with it. Then the barker one shot, they case in stock by the millions. Money on the ground, is pay school fees for children. Give me your Alden. They pick up and catch crops so you could go and boil them.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news. Smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. And you're on the clock with Erin Green. Welcome to a new Bahamas. This is the post-election review. I have 785, 900,000 questions this morning. And I guess that's why I'm not in the House of Assembly. I don't know. People who like questions don't tend to make it to the House. But nevertheless, we are having a post-election review this morning. I would like to list off some of my questions. The line is going to be open, but if I take a moment to get to you, please forgive me. The first thing I want to say is, by the time I got home last night from Guardian Radio, I could tell exactly what the next 5 years will look like. Just a ride home. I don't need much. The fact that on my ride home, there were at least four occasions where I found myself sharing my lane with another driver. Not because of water, not because of poor road signs like striping, because of pure audacity. In fact, I couldn't even make it past Boyd Road. I couldn't make it past the washout without being forced to the side of the road, not by the emergency vehicle that came through and the car it was escorting, but by the two other cars that were obviously not a part of the escort, but decided that they were going to just force their way through traffic. We are going to get into the numbers, but I think it's fair to say that we may have five more years of a pony in a paso government. Now, some people will say, Erin, you must give them the 100 days. Remember, we give them a grace period. No. This is the bonus for winning two straight. That's the bonus for winning two straight. You don't get a head start. You don't get a grace period. In fact, you called an early election. See, that's what the international media calls it. Y'all come call my show and tell me that ain't no snap election, that ain't no early election. The whole world is calling it an early election. Why rush? Anyway, the bet paid off. The risk was successful. And the Davis administration has taken the administration. So I see you, caller. Let me go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
My niece, Aaron Green.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
It's uncle and cousin.
Look, listen, and you see we was talking about that. You see how much trouble I get in?
Yeah, I see that. But listen to me, Miss Green.
Yeah, I like trouble. Go on.
Allow me first to say congratulations to the Braves Davis administration.
Yes, sir.
It's no secret. Everybody.
But hold on. Green, say what? Everybody what?
Everybody knows that I support Sylvia.
Yeah, man. And that ain't nothing to... That ain't no slur
or nothing. Let me comment on the performance of one Mr. Fred Mitchell.
Okay.
Everybody in Fox, they're talking about, oh, Fox this, Fox that, Fox this. Mr. Nicholas Fox got beat by more than 1,000 votes. That's comfortable. That's overly comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The other Fox, Rick Fox,
mm-hmm.
He got beat by almost 1,000 votes.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if these Fox don't supposed to be around Parliament.
I mean, listen.
Because don't forget the guy Fox.
But could you blame them? So many Foxes in the hen house right now, why wouldn't they think there's space for them?
Yeah, but I'm saying, you remember
Yeah, I know
guy
what
Fox?
You're saying. Yes, sir. Oh, okay. Oh, I know Guy Fox.
On the screen.
Yes, sir.
I was kind of. Everybody know I had called 29 to 12.
Yeah.
There were some seats I had problems in.
Mm-hmm.
And they window seat comfort. I'm trying to figure, did the people vote for the candidates or did the people vote for the leader?
Right. I tell you one thing.
And what was happening?
They didn't vote for issues. But listen.
They voted for the leader.
They didn't vote for issues because we found out that there was a 14-hour power outage in the western side of the island that began before Election Day, the day before. And I'm not sure if that impacted people's vote.
That should encourage people for 14 hours. If that should encourage people to vote against the government, eh?
That's what I'm saying.
Not only that.
It couldn't be issues.
I'm curious, like, with one of your former colleagues in Centerville.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Roll?
Was his name?
Are you talking about Mr. Darvin Roll?
Yes.
Okay.
Garvin got beat. I'm more than 1,000 something votes.
Listen, I got more.
It just was no competition.
I got
there
more.
I don't understand it.
Listen, I got more callers. I want to say thank you very, very much. We can be talking. Absolutely. And I appreciate that because I need people to understand that the critique that I offer is not about starting a fight. It's about getting to the grits of it.
What I like with you, Ms. Green, before I go,
yes, sir.
You encourage and you allow your callers to express themselves and you have a conversation with them. That's what some more talk show hosts, even at Guardian, need to take from your page.
Yep. We all
I
got
appreciate
it.
You.
I got you. Thank
and
you
the
very
country
much.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very, very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Now, I want you all to know, Uncle always has information. Second of all, Uncle had information that we in the studio were unable to access last night, which comes to my first question. It's about the official numbers, right? I understand it's a first-past-the-post system. So once we figure who had the majority of seats, we don't really care about the numbers. But the numbers are so important for the discussion past the post. You see what I'm saying? Yes, it's a first-past-the-post system, but the data is important for us working past the post. The most disappointing thing about last night was not who won and who lost, but the lack of data available for an audience, for a citizenry that is hungry for data. They want to be more involved in the politics. They want to understand the dynamics better, but they can only do so with the numbers. And so the question is, do we need legislation to mandate how election numbers should be published, requiring all the unofficial data to be published by a certain time the next day or by midnight, depending on the dynamics involved in the election. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You on there? Oh, I'm sorry. I miss you, caller. Call back. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you. How you doing?
Right, yeah, I just want to congratulate you and the 96.9 crew. You did excellent yesterday. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you. I had so much fun being in the company of the other hosts, right? And then, so like being able to pick their brains, MJ, Naughty, Lang, Nuri, they have a wealth of information that helped to build the context of the discussion, especially Mr. Lang, especially Zhivago, right?
Oh, he did excellent. Second thing I want to make a note on, right?
Yes.
Man, your cousin, you think anyone can ever beat that record? Glennis Adam Martin. Six. Man, we need to call her six rings.
You know she's 80.
She's not a goat.
Hold on. You know she's A.D. Hannah's daughter, right?
Oh, yeah.
A.D. Hannah.
So you're trying to say, nah, she's genetically inclined to be great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Listen, maybe it's just that tight branch of the Hannah family, but I'm even very impressed with Veronica MacGyver's numbers, who's also a HHT member, Hannah Hasty Tyne's family member.
You serious?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of y'all there.
And I could tell you, Lincoln could tell you too, he have a relation to the HHT family.
Which Lincoln?
Bain, that one, the one who could almost win Pine.
Oh, you mean the one who celebrate too early?
We can see. All of the numbers are recounted.
Oh, third thing I'll make a note on, because I show you have a lot of callers coming in, right?
Yes, sir.
You realize that this is a strange election in a way being, right, that now the people, the general population, right,
mm-hmm.
is now possibly looking at the FM as a third option?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It means that the FNM need to not necessarily take a step back, because as the opposition, they need to lead. They don't need to let the government lead. They need to lead, right? I'm the leader of the FNM right now. I'm preparing my seven plus me. We have to go in there and lead through procedure, right?
Yeah,
that's all we have on our side, is procedure.
Yeah. How would you feel, though, from being a big top dog to third option? I can't feel good.
They haven't hit third option status yet. They got eight seats.
It ain't looking too good.
Not only do the COI have none at this moment, possibly changed by a recount, but the COI is in the position where they lost the seat. And that's the risk that they took on, right? That's the risk they took by taking on Iram Lewis.
But then bear in mind, they were the underdogs in any event.
Yes.
Coming into the election.
Absolutely, which is why their numbers are so impressive, but they still have work to do. So the first question is...
They did a good job, too.
Right, but the
question... I'd like to congratulate them.
Here are the questions. Thank you very much. So here are the questions. Is Bain's brand bigger than the COI? Right? Did Bain, as the leader of the COI, even given the unique structure of this coalition of independents, did Bain, as the leader of the COI, spend too much time or focus too much energy on Pinewood? And the same question goes to Pintard, as leader of the party, you won your seat. Bain came very, very close, impressive, but did you do that to the detriment of your own party? Second question, since we're talking about the COI, Lincoln, the senator, it has already been tossed onto Trump's internet. Lincoln, will the PLP give Lincoln the independent seat in the upper house? Should Lincoln take the seat? Will Lincoln taking the seat possibly be the beginning of a destabilization of the COI? The PLP has a history. Will the PLP cannibalize the COI as they did the NDP, the National Development Party? Andre Rollins. Who is the other one? There's another young one there, right? LaTorre Mackey. So the COI are in a very exciting, but potentially a trepidatious or problematic space if they don't act strategically. Is Bain's brand bigger than the COI to the COI's detriment? Should the COI have, and I got it here, should they have reduced or increased the risk of the chance of winning by reducing the, they have reduced the risk of losing to increase the chance of winning? What do I mean? MacGyver had a strong showing. Bain had a strong showing. Some constituencies and polling divisions where COI candidates outpolled the FNM candidate. Should the COI have focused on 1, 2, 5, or maybe even 10 seats, given the traction that they've been able to gain over the last 9 years because the two ministers shortened the period? This is a text. Did I hear you correctly in insinuating that people should have made a long-term decision based on a prolonged power outage in the southern part of New Providence? Are you mad? Yes, I am mad. And I imagine that people are not mad enough because the power outage did not happen in a vacuum, right? The power outage is a part of a series of power outages that have plagued the western side of the island. In urban lore, us in the east, we laughing at the people in the west because now they experience what we feeling. It's not in happening in a vacuum. It's happening against the backdrop, right, of perhaps the least transparent transaction in the Davis administration. It is juxtaposed to the shift in the BGC, Bahama Grid Company, structure, where we, the Bahamian people, were told by the Davis administration that we were going to get a special purpose vehicle called Bahama Grid Company that would be owned 40% by BPL and 60% by an entity called Island Grid Solutions. That's what we were told. While the Prime Minister was constantly telling us that we're stupid and that we're ignorant and that we're uninformed and that this is not a good look for the media. Remember that? Remember that? And then it turns out that Island Grid Solutions was never a part of the ownership structure of BGC. It is against the backdrop of a Wärtsilä dynamic. The people still have no idea why Wärtsilä is not here. We still have no idea why the concrete was falling out of the roof. We still don't know why the engines were not operational. We still don't know why the generator fire started in 2017, 18, or 19. We still don't know why Ramsey went to court, even though he has no decision-making power. So, yes, I am that over the last, 20 years, we have an electorate, a citizenry that has not been able to organize itself sufficiently to make an assessment of government, of governance and politics over an extended period to provide themselves a more generous context in which they make decisions like voting. So, yes, I am mad, as everyone in the West should be. If you're hearing on the ground, what we're hearing on the ground about what is happening at BPL, BGC, I mean, they told us themselves, hey, remember the power outage on the coldest day of the year. On the coldest day of the year. And the entity responsible for transmission and distribution of electricity came to the public to say, listen, this is unfamiliar territory for us, but we will give you a status update as soon as we are able to access the control center. Yes, some of us are mad because we have memories. And some of us are not because ignorance is bliss. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Well, just call. Well, good morning to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just wanted to congratulate the Honorable Prime Minister Philip Davis,
mm-hmm.
Philip Brave Davis, on his victory,
mm-hmm.
his monumental victory, and signifying a shift
mm-hmm.
in governance in the country and confidence placed in a government in a country after just under a year of having flip-flop governments.
Antoine, can I ask you a question? If the PLP does not secure the popular vote, can we truly can we honestly say that this is a mandate from the people? Can we honestly say that the PLP has been endorsed by the nation?
Well, Aaron, let me respond to you this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I wanted to speak about on Morning Blend, right? I think part of the big problem as it relates to voter turnout
mm-hmm.
and participation in the country
mm-hmm.
is it's not just the government, you know, Aaron, because if you look at the reality, you had the government who was able to get their voters out to the polls,
mm-hmm.
correct, Aaron?
Mm-hmm. That historically they could mobilize their people.
They were able to get them out in such numbers that unofficially Prime Minister won at least 50%, 51-52%.
In Cat Island?
Of all votes casted.
You think they could hit 51%?
Absolutely, based upon the unofficial results.
Okay, because...
However,
I know, Antoine, let me just say this. Because we were unable to get all of... I mean, there were some polling stations, constituencies we got no numbers for, right? So it's difficult for us to make these types of assessments without the numbers, you see?
Right.
Thank you for adding.
Let me finish what I'm saying there.
Mm-hmm.
On other stations, they were well advanced because I was going through and scouring through various networks, radio and television,
mm-hmm.
and there were certain networks that were getting all of the data out into the public domain as it was being released.
Do any of those networks have any affiliation with the current administration?
Well, I imagine networks in the country have some level of affiliation.
Boy, you should have been on the ballot yesterday.
No, but
that's
Aaron,
so
Aaron,
smooth.
To answer that question, right?
Yes, sir.
Back to the popular vote thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Before you let me go.
Yes, sir.
And in all fairness now, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
if the FNL, the opposition,
mm-hmm.
was able to get their people out in large numbers
mm-hmm.
to the polls, then that would automatically increase the participation of Bahamian voters across the country. Don't you think, Aaron?
Okay.
Frankly and honestly speaking.
All right, so watch this. I think you're making a good point, but we must be very distinct with our terms, right? Okay, so... PLP has an excellent record of mobilizing its voters and getting them out to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
The FNM, and maybe it is Pintard's FNM, that has to reorganize itself to that point. But the
Pintard's FNM, Aaron.
I just saying,
Pintard,
he's the leader.
Pintard had the greatest FNM leader,
mm-hmm.
right? And one of the most successful Bahamian prime ministers in mm-hmm. terms of the amount of times he served as prime
right,
minister.
Right.
Hubert Ingraham.
And he still couldn't win.
On the stage at monumental and key times
mm-hmm.
during the campaign.
So in the alternate, do you think the PLP won because they were able to successfully invisibilize Perry Christie and shut him away and remove him from our memory?
No, because guess what? That's not the case at all. Aaron.
I just ask him. I don't go to rallies. I just ask him.
Let me just say this. There's one line on that, right?
Yeah.
Because that's something that PLP began with when Papa, as the FNMs call him, mounted the stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And gave damning blows towards the PLP, right?
You mean when Brave say, many people call me daddy, and then Ingraham said, tell daddy Papa Reach, and then Ingraham said, Brave.
No,
Fox and Sabas is called Christy Daddy?
Yeah.
Blows like that, right?
Okay. Listen, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Aaron. Mm-hmm. Aaron.
Tell me, before you tell me, I'll make sure it's on, right?
And I got to go. Is, yes, sir.
Right. And so let me just finish up. 30 seconds there.
Yes, sir.
And so, as it relates to Christie, he was not shunned. Aaron, let me
tell
you. The 1 or 2 days leading right into the general election, a powerful interview. I don't know if you saw it, but a powerful interview was released with regards to former Prime Minister Perry Christie, still extremely well-loved in this country. And I think that reached scores of behemoths, thousands, if not tens of thousands. I think that touched their hearts.
And that may have been a part of it. Okay.
And it assisted in the victory.
All
right. No question about it.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Yeah, man. Thank you very, very much. Let's go to the text line. As a text, boy, Aaron, the lawlessness was loud last night. I spotted it too. Same this morning. Patrick Robinson. One of the conversations that I am most upset that we did not have or we did not hear being raised by various candidates is about the economy. What is my role as an ordinary citizen in growing the country's economy? How can I, where are the tools that I can use to more successfully grow my personal economy? Or that my pursuits to grow my personal economy do not interfere with the state's broader economic growth plan. I had no conversation about the debt. I had no conversation about the surplus or the deficit at the end of the year. And again, I don't expect to hear these things at rallies. Also, the PLP did have a lovely little fireside chat moment, I think, with Mr. Bastian, with Mrs. Jobeth Colby, and two other PLP candidates. But it was just like that public town hall meeting that just turned out to be a PLP rally. It was just performance, and there was no real opportunity for political interrogation. All right, we're at the text line. Good morning, Miss Green. Happy Bushcrack Man Gone Day, the day when headquarters closed, the grill is turned off, and the bars are closed. I can't get my $50 every day. My new MP phone number suddenly is out of service. We see him again in 5 years when the party will continue again. Another text. Bain's problem was bouncing around. I felt betrayed when he went to West Grand Bahama. I think he promised way too much. Too much fantastic promises. Overall, he did well, and I hope he wasn't cheated. Let me tell you something. Between last night and right now, more than two people have said to me, I'm a PLP, and I wanted Bain to win. I think it would be good for democracy and the country. Now, mind you, none of those PLPs vote in Pinewood. That's not the point. The point is, I think Bahamians see the value of, I want to say, critical engagement, right, level, as opposed to saying the value of disruption. But perhaps, because a question I was trying to figure out how to ask, right? Three parties offered yesterday, Bain and the COI, Pintard and the FNM, and Davis and the PLP. Choose one. You got one choice. Bain wins his seat and becomes a one-man wrecking crew. Or the FNM win and the transition is disruptive as transitions inherently are. Or the PLP wins and we run the risk of the bad habits that we've seen displayed during the last administration becoming further entrenched in this administration and in governance. Choose one. There's another text. In the spirit of a new day, based on real information, there is nowhere in the Bible where the, quote, voice of the people is equated with the voice of God, close quotes. I think it's actually the opposite. You're right. In fact, the exact is opposite. I didn't even read that. The exact is opposite true. God listens to the voice of the people. They have rejected me, close quotes. But tell them, tell them, quote, this leader you have chosen will take the best of everything from you, close quotes. And when you cry out to me in that day, quote, I will not hear you, close quotes. Power is another thing we ignore. I ask a week ago if anyone had noticed the increased frequency in power dips in the east. The last one just on Monday resulted in a power surge that was audible. That's the best I can describe it. It was all. We asked if we were on the verge of another catastrophic failure. I also understand from Naughty's show that for weeks there's been frequent load shedding in Western New Providence. I don't make predictions, but I'm going to tell you this. If you have the financial resources, get a backup generator. Get as many solar and power tools and equipment as you can. Power banks, UPSs as power storage for computers, TVs. Get surge protectors for your appliances and large commercial devices and other devices. This is very important. Get prepared. Here's another text. Good morning, Ms. Green. I appreciate your caution to the leadership of the COI. Be careful of accepting any offers from the PLP. We can recall what led to the demise of DNA with the leader McCartney's acceptance of a senator post. Another text. Good morning, Ms. Aaron. Please tell what should Dwayne Sands do after running from Joe Beth in Elizabeth. I think Mr. Sands should prepare himself for a chairman's challenge. I think Mr. Ellsworth Johnson, I think also having lost his seat, has a lot of free time now and may be looking to establish himself again in the party machinery. Front-facing. Here's another text. In the Bible, the people chose Barabbas over Christ. What a time in the 242. Y'all gone to Barabbas. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, boy. I have a lot of things to unpack as brief as possible. So I think the Bahamas really is a pilot project for how to will an election because it seems as if both of the incumbents, with very little or no persuasion or platform, just slid right back into the warm chair that they left since they dissolved the House. Also, if I don't understand the democratic process because, you know, if the voter turnout was so low, it still proves a bit of selfishness on what we want as a people. I mean, if we really have the questions to say, is the government corrupt? Are they doing their things that they're supposed to be doing? Laws, constituency, babysitting, all this stuff like that. Why don't we come together and say, hey, let's hold them accountable, like you just said a few moments ago, and hire another party, independent, somebody who isn't in the fray or in the circle. Because it seems as everybody was, I guess, drug to the polls. We passed the polls on the way out yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
These people were standing on the beat. There was no excitement. There was no overt emotions to say, I was proud. This is what my civic duty. It was almost as if we know that the same thing is going to happen. So let's just do what we say what we're going to do for this little piece of change.
Mm-hmm.
But moving forward, I really think instead of coming together as a party or somebody with a, I guess, a more senior experience or a pastor or whatever, let's come together as a voting block, as a corner street, a family, and say, hey, you live in this constituency, I live in this constituency. Let's have a discussion how we really could vote to move this thing forward. Forget about the parties, forget about the names and the personas, and let's see if we could mix this thing up, and then truly everybody would be tested when they go in the House. And question, Aaron, where do crabs live?
They live in the ground.
The bush in the well, right?
Yeah.
So Uncle Lou, when Uncle Lou fall down the well, they say he going straight to.
Oh, man, come on, that's not nice.
Thank you for taking my
call. Yes, that's not, at the same time, I was going to say something equally irreverent, but thank you very much, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. And then we can go back to the text line.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
How you do?
Yeah, Rachel, I actually worked yesterday, so it doesn't even matter to me, but, you know, I don't get caught up in the front fair, but the thing is, if somebody wins, that doesn't mean the people wins. You know, the question is, did the people really win yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
So what I saw was where we have, you know, division. Let's do some simple math, because I was dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you divide, you lessen the number. So if you have the COI, the independent, and the FNM, if you collectively, what I want to know is those collective votes versus what the PLP won, then we could have, like, I need data. But what I'm saying is, collective stupidity is the order of the day. I hate to say that because we don't have rally. But I just like to talk about the voting process. I went to Yellow Elder, and I'm an elder. So I rode my $7,500 bicycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I reached there, I was, the officers, I proceeded to carry the bicycle on the compound because I had the lock, obviously. So the officer saying, yeah, well, we'll watch for you. One of them actually knew my name, and so I told them how much it valued because I had expensive bike stolen from out the station before, but they actually took care of it. But I was weary about that. I was saying, in an era where everybody is sick and the clock goes tick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that I couldn't bring the bike on the school compound and just chain it somewhere? What was the impediment? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know what's going on. And the process, there was only about 10 people in the front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me almost an hour because they were just allowing people 1-1, and the sun was setting on the western side. So I don't know if they humanized that situation, but people were kind of angry. But there's only a few people in the front of me, but it took too long.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's give thanks still. I mean, really and truly, everybody's singing for their supper. And poverty and ignorance is food for politicians. I'll leave it at that.
I got you. Well, listen, I want to say thank you to the people who were working the polls at St. Anne's. The young lady who was working polling station number 5 was so professional and gentle and easy with people. There was no rowing. You know, sometimes you go to a government office and face screw up and that you could feel the energy like you're not wanted there. Got none of that energy from anybody at the St. Anne's constituency voting station yesterday. And I want to say thank you to them for that. They, you know, they understand what it means to accommodate the voter. Let's go to the phone line quick, the text. And I tell you all I got about 45 more questions. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. 2 points, please.
Yes,
the first one is the question you asked in reference to Lincoln, his outstanding performance last night.
Yes.
With him being appointed to the Senate
mm-hmm.
by the PLP. There is an official opposition, the FNM.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be the ones to give an appointment
mm-hmm.
as far as in relation to that. I don't think the PLP should offer him a Senate post. That's the first point.
Okay.
My second point is, I've listened
yes.
to a lot of your callers, and a few callers back, as far as with the analogy, but the crabs, where the crabs live.
Mm-hmm.
And as if it's, they live in dirt, they play in dirt,
yeah.
in reference to, I guess, the party symbol, the crab.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why the PLP is now the government mm-hmm. for the second consecutive term. Because of persons with the attitudes that they display and show and discuss towards PLPs.
Mm-hmm.
And the word ignorance, I see the word ignorance has been thrown about a lot on your show and other shows mm-hmm. at the station. The thing is, Aaron, you have 5 years to go to the polls to mm-hmm. stand on those lines.
Yes.
In America, they stand on the line for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Who really, at the end of the day, my question to persons who feel that way,
mm-hmm.
after yesterday, with it even being a lower turnout, the PLP got their base out,
mm-hmm.
right? They turned up. They showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the ignorant one? Who are the ignorant ones? The ones who stayed home and are now calling the shows and griping and writing texts and complaining?
Ma'am, let's expand the point even further, right?
Yes.
PLP supporters
mm-hmm.
see the mechanism that they're part of,
mm-hmm.
set their expectations, and they achieve them, right?
Right.
I think it's disingenuous for people to suggest that PLP supporters in particular and then grassroots party supporters generally are just ignorant following a party machine, right?
Right.
When other people seem unable to articulate their issues, they seem unable to organize themselves into mechanisms that can seek resolution,
mm-hmm.
right, or eradicate the problems that they're seeking to deal with.
Right.
And so we could sit here and say, oh, the PLPs, these people are just crabs, they're ignorant and they just go to party.
Right.
But are the people who imagine themselves to be the intelligentsia, are they producing anything? And I can say they're not.
Right.
Very few of us
are. Okay, just say you have that one time to go and execute, to go and you know, exert your power.
Mm-hmm.
But when you mark that X down on the line and do, the power was in our in each and every one of our hands.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose not to do that, you are, in fact, the one that's lacking, not the ones who showed up. You can call them whatever. You can call them the old people. They call them the ignorant people. They call them the stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any sense. But guess what? These ignorant, stupid, old people are the ones that now have elevated this state as administrator into power. Like I said before, at the end of the day, we have to look in the mirror and see who, in fact, are the ignorant ones, because they have the power to do it. Show up, turn up, show up. You don't even need someone to even draw your roadmap. You know what to do.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you could critique a party or you could start a party.
Exactly.
Start a party and get something moving.
That aspect of, because at the end of the day, a win is a win. If you did not go and vote, I don't see how you can sit back and complain.
Now, I can tell you what. I did vote, right?
And you voted, right?
My team didn't win.
But you offer service to us.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm saying you give different perspectives and whatever. So I appreciate you. But I just
you know, man, absolutely.
In reference to that, I just want people to think about that for the next, because you have 5 more years to figure it out.
Right.
Thank
and
you, Aaron.
Absolutely. Okay. It starts now. You don't wait until another five years to say, oh, these people is just follow party. These people are a part of a machine that is doing something. And they have found a niche for themselves in that machine, and they are producing so that the machine could be successful. Yeah, I may not like the machine. So you know what I did? I don't like the machine. I start my own party. I have a party called the Guy Fawkes Party. It may be a satirical party, but I putting out work. You should go check out my show, Propaganda. Go check it out at Ponciana Place. Right? What the lady is saying is real. They say faith without works is dead. Well, complaining without movement is madness. Let's go to the phone line. We may have got very exciting there. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing now?
I'm good, thank you.
Just wanted to clear up something, because I know that this has been a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if anybody ever thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
The previous Minister of Defense and, you know, that type of thing.
Minister of National Security.
Yeah. He still has the capacity to be Minister of National Security. You know?
If he's appointed as a senator.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I hear people saying, I mean, you know, that and as a matter of fact, you know, he still has the capacity to be Minister of National Security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could be assigned to the cabinet still.
Mm-hmm. I'm on it. I just say
you know,
it. Yeah.
So, but you understand?
Yes, sir.
Saying?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I think a lot of people. I mean, you know, yeah, he may not be MP, but for continuation, I don't know if that's a consideration that the Prime Minister may be considering.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
and it like you say. It may be to the benefit of the country as a whole, because transition has inherent disruptive
That's
capacity.
Right. That's right. That's
yes,
what
sir.
I'm saying. Excellent, Aaron.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. I'm going to try to squeeze you all in, but I got to get to the text. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I think it's time for the FNM to reset. And I can guarantee you this, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Within the next 3 months, Michael Pindad won't be at the leadership helm of the FNM.
Who could take
it? And I think it's also time for the COI to reset. Congratulations to all those numbers they got.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for them to change the leadership and let someone like a newcomer like Ms. MacGyver, who has the finance, to take the COI forward. You
mm-hmm.
see, because their current leadership has so much political baggage hanging over him is reason why people have to think twice on doing some things that they didn't do yesterday.
I hear you. Thank you. I mean, that is an extremely... It came over. The question should have been raised, but it wasn't. Should Lincoln have stepped back to let the person with a seat take the lead? Maybe not. Maybe the COI isn't strong enough yet, but I think Lincoln has proven himself such that he could take a step back from leadership, allow MacGyver to lead, and I think Lincoln's strongest suit will be supporting the political growth of the other candidates in the party. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Hi, sorry we missed you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
Good morning. How you doing?
I try to be Uncle Resonance, but I was enjoying you so much last night, I forgot my name.
Good morning.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Listen up. I remember I called your radio show. You was in, I think you were not your show, but I called your radio, and I told that looking at Notebook LM, the PLP is going to really decimate the FNM, even though I am an FNM. Well, I'm not an FNM. My name is not FNM, but, you know, once in a while, I did a little FNM because he can win all the time. That's your boy. You know, he's close to get Aaron. But I predicted that based on the sources that I was able to put in Notebook LM. And then you have a very intelligent young man. I think his name is C. Allen Johnson, who refuted me, saying he would like to know what sources I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one day I would like to shut up with him because I could give you a hint. I remember when I used to pick up some kids from school, mostly Haitian kids, and 4 years ago they were 18, and some of them told me that a certain Mr. Mitchell made it easy for him to get their passports, and he was working with that crew.
Now, hold on, stick a pin, because if they were 18 4 years ago, Mr. Mitchell may have facilitated them, right, with the process of applying, right? So we're still waiting on the full court ruling for a final interpretation, right? But some argue that the clause actually means that you have the right to citizenship, but child, you're not mature enough to make the decision. We wait until you reach the age of majority so that you can make the decision to choose whether you want Bahamian citizenship or you want to take on the other citizenship, right, the citizenship of the other parent. At 18, when you become an adult, you can make the decision whether you want a thing that is already yours, right? And you only have a year within which to make that decision. So a young man at 18, 4 years ago, is now 22 and may have received the citizenship papers, right? But we are still debating whether the provision says or states that you have the citizenship waiting, the state is waiting to convey the citizenship to you on your choice, a choice that you can only make as an adult, right? That's one interpretation of the clause, barring limitations like in the time that you have been resident in the country, you've engaged in criminal activity, things like that. So I'm sorry, caller, we out of time, but here are the texts. Now the fight starts. Y'all ain't see nothing yet because we're in deep sleep underwater. Miss Green, you know it is a low level of critical thinking that allowed Bain's narrative to take root. He exploited the prejudices held by most Bahamians. The D-average gives way to a public who are easily played by the politicians. We need a better education system so people stop voting emotionally. I'm going to switch that up. We need to arm our citizens, educate them, that they can shift the political culture to the point where the political discourse expands beyond how many people was at your rally, how many signs you see up. We must educate ourselves to the point where we can force a different political and electoral landscape, because people are only able to do what can be done in the system that exists. And to be honest with you, Bahamians are making very savvy choices in a horrible system. Simple as that. Don't call nobody dumb. These people are making very smart choices in a very problematic system. Tomorrow we're going to continue this conversation. This seats the FNM one. Could Maxine Seymour have gained enough momentum to beat Miller Bryce or have a stronger showing? Here's a text, Aaron, I swear I don't care to hear no politicians or citizens complaining, especially the ones who didn't vote. Shut up for the next 5 years, please. No, man, it ain't just the vote. If you're not engaged actively in the political process beyond the voters' booth, I don't hear from you. Voting is just the beginning. Moving forward, Pintard should step aside and allow Ellison Deal to lead FNM into 2031. Interesting. After hearing Papa about Sabas want to be prime minister, that didn't work. Persons voted big time for the PLP. Man, listen, sometimes y'all just throw the baby out with the bath water. Ingram was talking about the thing I told you about, the Bahamas Constitution, Article 73.1. Prime minister, if you ain't in the game, and ain't no independent could ever be a prime minister in this constitutional Bahamas. Ingram wasn't lying. It's just that the bathwater was a little muddy. You didn't see the baby. Anyway, I'm having too much fun. Producer, thank you for the time. Texts, we're going to pick these up tomorrow. The show continues. And next is C.A. Newry, Guardian Radio AM.
Russian money, it's a lot of fun, you got Russian money. Cry, girl, cry, cry, girl, cry. Cry, girl, cry, girl, I want to spend your money. Weep, boy, weep.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.